The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. What lies ahead for America? We are in trouble, morally and spiritually, as never before, because there are no standards, and look what it has produced. So we create more government, bigger government, more laws and regulations, and we create more problems. And it's all because we have rejected those eternal laws of God which would lead us out of our many ills. Yes, because we have forsaken the standard which we once lived by, God's Word. But our nation would rather have bigger government and more problems than to obey God. What is ahead for America? Do you see a lot of good on the horizon in the near future for our nation? I wish we could say yes. Yes, I see America beginning a spiritual revival. I wish we could say that, my friends, turning to our God in sincerity and truth, rending our hearts, repenting of our many sins. If we would, then God would begin turning to us. He would begin blessing us as He promised He would do. He would be a very present help in this time of our troubles. You can expect taxes to continue to increase on hard-working Americans, partly because of the laws and regulations which will be implemented because of the mass killings and laws that are already on the books to try and deal with crime and criminals. But yet the problems will not be solved. The only way to begin solving our crime, drug, financial, divorce, same-sex marriage, live-ins, welfare, abortion, out-of-wedlock pregnancy, corruption in government, and corruption in many other places, our overcrowded jails, prisons, and all the other problems that we have, is to begin an educational program based on the Word of God. That would mean a change, of course, for the whole nation. That would mean a spiritual revival, turning to God in obedience to His Word. Will we do that? No. Not as a nation, but you can as an individual and family, or family, if you will. That would be the best move and the wisest move you could ever make. God will always bless anyone for obeying His Word. He says He is with those that are with Him. God tells us what to do if we want a peaceful society. Notice what God told Israel, our forefathers, in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, and verse 1. Now this is the commandment, and these are the statutes and judgments which the Lord your God has commanded to teach you, that you may observe them in the land which you are crossing over to possess. Our forefathers, ancient Israel, were very mindful and cognizant of God's commands to obey His laws, statutes, and judgments, for a while at least. And when they obeyed God, they always prospered. God commanded them to teach His laws to their kids or grandkids, teach them in the home, and that would mean in the schools, in the colleges, in the trade schools, in the workplaces, in the churches. Keep them on your mind. They were to be the springboard and the foundation to base our culture and society on. God was with our forefathers and blessed them as a nation when they obeyed God. And when our nation was founded, our forefathers were very mindful of God as well and tried to live by His Word, and our nation grew and prospered as no other nation in history. They didn't think about kicking God out. They were trusting and inviting God in. God was pouring out blessings on America for almost 200 years. But for the last 50 to 60 years, we have been kicking God out of our life, our schools, and every other place, even our churches. And as I have been telling you, God is turning away from our nation because of our many sins. Because we've been turning away from God for many years, God is finally in the process of turning away from us. In the book of Hosea chapter 9, I want you to notice what God said He would do to Israel, meaning ancient Israel and modern-day Israel, which includes America and the British people. Hosea 9, verse 12. Though they bring up their children, yet I will bereave them to the last man. Yes, woe to them when I depart from them. My friends, this seems to be in the process right now. That is God departing from us. And God says woe to us when he completely departs from us. That doesn't sound like God's blessing on a nation, and indeed it isn't. I can tell you on the authority of God's word that God isn't going to turn to us until we repent and begin turning to him. God doesn't get in any hurry to turn from anyone, but he does when he is convinced that we will not change our evil ways. Notice Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 16. And the Lord God said to Moses, behold, you will rest with your fathers, and this people will rise and play the harlot with the gods of the foreigners of the land, where they go to be among them. And they will forsake me and break my covenant which I made with them. This was a dual prophecy for ancient Israel and for modern-day Israel today. Yes, for America and the British people and other nations of Israelite descent, but above all for America and Britain. We have forsaken our God. God knew we would forsake him and turn to idolatry. He knew we would not endure sound doctrine, but have itching ears to hear smooth things. You probably don't like to hear me because I preach God's word. I don't water it down. I don't take away or add to God's word. I preach the good news of the kingdom of God to be established on the earth by Jesus Christ. I also preach a warning and a repentance message to you to change your way and what's going to happen to our nation if we don't. Yes, if we don't turn to our Maker. In Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 17, notice this. Then my anger shall be aroused against them in that day. Yes, God says when we forsake him, his anger will be aroused against us. And I will forsake them, and I will hide my face from them. And they shall be devoured, and many evils and troubles shall befall them. In other places, God talks about the evils and troubles that will befall us in the latter days. But God says, and many evils and troubles shall befall them, so that they will say in that day, have not these evils come upon us because our God is not among us? This is God speaking to you and me, and our whole nation, as well as the British people, also other nations of Israelite descent. My friends, you would be wise to listen to what God is saying to you. He's speaking to you personally. The time is coming very soon that you will wish you had. You will not escape these terrible times we are already entering. It's good now to what it will be in the near future. You don't want God mad at you. That will not be a pleasant thing to go through. You will not win a battle against your God. God said he will forsake our nation and hide his face from us. I believe this time has begun. We will finally realize all these evils have come upon us because God is not among us. We don't realize that yet, but we will. America will finally turn to God, but only after we learn a very bitter lesson the hard way, and there be few left alive. Yes, God says in one place in the book of Deuteronomy, and he's speaking to end-time Israel, the United States, and the British people. He says, though your number were as the sand on the seashore and as the stars in heaven, but says there will be few left when Jesus Christ returns. That's the context that he's speaking in. In Deuteronomy 32, verse 28 through 29, God continues, for they are a nation void of counsel, nor is there any understanding in them. God is talking about America and the British people. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. My friends, we haven't considered our latter end. We should have done that many years ago. We should have done that when we were founded as a nation. And probably we were considering that at that time by our forefathers that truly believed and trusted in God as far as they knew. We should consider that now. It's not too late to consider that even now at this time and turn to our God. God is speaking to you. If you are wise, you will listen. Yes, that you would consider your latter end. In Deuteronomy 31, verse 18, God says, and I will surely hide my face in that day because of all the evil which they have done in that they have turned to other gods. God will hide his face from us because of all the evils or iniquities, sins, we are committing. God says our sins have multiplied, and indeed they have, and they will continue to multiply unless we turn to our God, which we aren't likely to do. There's nothing good on the horizon, at least before the return of Jesus Christ for America. You can't get over one killing spree before another one has taken place. There's nothing good on the horizon as long as we live the way that we are living, as long as we conduct our life in the same path that we're in. That's just one of the evils we are living with, and being slapped in the face by little nations is another, and plus you could count all of the others. Big debt, unemployment, big government and getting bigger, loss of freedom, corruption in high places. We are living with many curses, and they will multiply over and over again until we turn back to our God. God has promised that, and it will happen. These are things that lie ahead for America, because we will not change our course until it is too late to save our nation. That's sad, my friend. You could sit down and cry your heart out about that, but that is going to happen unless we as a nation turn to our God. You can turn to God if you will and be spared. But beyond all these evils, which will get a lot worse, there are good times ahead. Jesus Christ will return and save us from where we will be scattered, taken captive, but we will be few in number after we have gone through the great tribulation spoken of in Matthew 24, Jeremiah 30, and Daniel 12, and other places in the Bible. I wish I could tell you things will get better, that our evils will begin to disappear. I wish they would, but they will not unless we, this nation as a whole, turn to our God. If you are a Christian, you should ask God in your prayers to help us wake up. Where did we, America, and our ancestors go wrong? Continuing here in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 1 through 2. Now this is the commandment, and these are the statutes and judgments, which the Lord your God has commanded to teach you, that you may observe them in the land which you are crossing over to possess. That means here in America, my friends, as well as our ancient ancestors. Verse 2 says this, and that you may fear the Lord your God to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you, you and your son and your grandson, all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. Yes, that you may have a good life and that you may live a long life. God commanded us to fear and respect and obey him by obeying his word. He wanted to be with us and bless us forever, and would if we would obey his word. I see my time is up. We'll pick this up in our next program. Keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program. And in the meantime, we have a couple of booklets that you need to read. Number 1, Call to Revival. And number 2, North America, Listen. Now that's two booklets, Call to Revival. And if there ever was a time that we should be called to revival, it is now, my friend, because we are in the last days, and we don't have long to be called to revival until we go through this great tribulation and the trouble that Jesus Christ talked about. And number 2, North America, Listen. All you need to do to receive these booklets is just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or order online, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today. Have a good day, my friends, and we hope and we pray that God will call you to repentance.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.